In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, both now and to the ages of all ages. Amen. In the beginning of this blessed year, and as we take a theme for our upcoming year, being rooted in mission, the Church sends us through the reading of the Holy Gospel, taken from John 21, 15 to 25, a very clear statement and calling for our purpose here on earth. Our Lord Jesus comes to St. Peter after he had denied him, after moments of weakness, and he asks him the $1 million question: do you love me? And such a strange question coming after betrayal and denial. But the Lord Jesus doesn't see our weakness, he sees our potential. He doesn't see where we are now, but he says where we could go. He is our creator and he is our maker. And he knows what type of material we're made of, that there is definitely potential for us to become something that is greater. The Lord asks St. Peter this question 3 times. And in the original Greek, the word love has different words, being philia, which is the brotherly love, and agapeos, which is the divine love. And the Lord Jesus asks Peter the question with the divinely love: do you love me like I am your one and only love? And St. Peter answers him that, yes, I like you with the brotherly love, the filial love. And he asks him the second time, do you love me with the agapeos, the heavenly, the divine love? And he answers him a second time also with the filial love: yes, I like you a lot. Imagine going to people who are, like, you know, in a relationship, and they're just about to get married, and the person asks, you know, do you love me? Do you truly love me? And then the other person says, yeah, I like you a lot. You know, you're kind of nice. But that's not what I asked. Do you love me? Are you willing to go for me, like, to the farthest extents of this, what love means? And the third time the Lord asks him, and he goes down to his level, he says, okay, even if you're still there at the filial love, do you love me with the filial love? And then St. Peter answers him the third time with this filial love as well: yes, I like you a lot. And the Lord Jesus says, if you indeed love me, you have to show practically your love. Because love is not just a word that is uttered through the mouth, because talk is cheap. It is so easy to say to someone, I like you, I care for you, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. But show me. Show me your love through your actions. And our Lord Jesus says, feed my lambs the first time. And the second time he said, tend my sheep. And the third time our Lord Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Therefore, he is speaking to him here about practical type of love. That love has to be combined with action and with works in order to proclaim this love. And again, in the beginning of this year, we are setting for ourselves a goal to become focused on mission or rooted in mission. And this is the type of love that once we have established a strong and a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, we need to start looking at the needs that are around us in the world. We do not live, each individual, on a separate island where it is just all about me and just neglect and forget everyone else. But our Lord Jesus put us in a community in order to serve one another and to help one another and to see and discover where are the needs and the hunger. Our Lord Jesus said that there are other sheep in other places who are also hungry, and the Lord wants to go and get those also, so that He may bring them back to the sheepfold, and that He may have one flock and one shepherd. How is He going to accomplish this purpose unless He uses us, His children and His servants, to fulfill His purpose? We are His hands and feet and eyes. We are the ones whom He wants to accomplish His purpose through. And thus the sayings, feed my lambs and tend my sheep and feed my sheep. This calling to St. Peter today is not only to St. Peter, but it is a calling to the entire church community represented in St. Peter. As our Lord Jesus gave him the keys, and He said to him that he is an apostle who should go out to serve and to proclaim His name. It is a calling for the entire church to feed the lambs and tend to the sheep and to feed the sheep. If we look at the world that we live in today, there is so much hunger and thirst for the Word of God. Unfortunately, due to secularism and postmodernism and atheism and all the isms that we can think of, unfortunately, the world had gone astray like a lost sheep. And who is going to bring it back to the flock, to the Good Shepherd? It is you and I, through our life and example. Tending to the Lord's sheep could happen in so many different ways. By living a faithful Christian life according to our calling, not straying away and not trying to pretend someone that we are not in the midst of the world. We have to live according to our calling as Christians in our workplace, in our school, amongst our friends. They know our identity, that we are rooted in Christ. And also providing small things in order to feed them. Chewable bites, as we may call them, that the people around us could accept. If we bombard them with a huge message that is over and above and beyond their capability or acceptance, or if someone has never heard about God and all of a sudden I'm throwing at them, you know, huge words of how they are perishing and how they are condemned to hell and all of these things, they might not accept it. But giving slow, chewable bites, small chewable bites, in order that they may accept how God loves them, how God cares for them, how He died for their sake, how He is the creator of all and He is the author of all this beauty in nature around us, how we can be a faithful church community and maybe invite someone to the church community to be a partaker and to taste of how great it is to be amongst the faithful and the believers. The Lord call to each and every one of us today is to feed His lambs and to tend to His sheep and to feed His sheep, just like He said to St. Peter in today's Gospel. My beloved, if we are in tune with the Holy Spirit, God will definitely open so many opportunities for us in the world that we live in. Can't tell you how many times I'm just walking in the street or enter a store and people come out of nowhere to engage in conversations about God. There is so much hunger and thirst in the world today, and they are just waiting for us to give them their food in due season. We have to be rooted in Christ and know the Word and know that God is our Savior and He is the lover of all humanity. And then this love will overflow and abound to all the people who are around us. May the Lord use us today and always for His glory and to fulfill His purpose, that we may live according to His holy commandments and will. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.